ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。英回答紙のその2、49から75に回答してください。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で27問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら、直ちに回答を記入してください。各リスニング問題におけるそれぞれの問題の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。それでは例題を聞いてみましょ
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question: Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それではリスニングテストを始めます。パート A、リスニング1から10では、会話やアナウンスの後に質問が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを選んでください。
Now we will begin the test. Listening 1.
It's our wedding anniversary next week. We should make reservations for dinner at that German restaurant you've been wanting to go to.
Great idea. I'm free any day except Wednesday. I have singing practice that day.
Okay. How about Monday? I'm free that evening too, and that is our anniversary.
I think the restaurant is closed on Mondays. Let me check. No, the website says they are closed on Tuesdays. But wait, it looks like Monday is already fully booked.
I guess we could wait until Friday.
Friday? I have work that day, but I should be able to get home in time for a 7 o'clock dinner reservation. Is that okay for you?
Sure. I won't finish work until 5:30 that day either.
Great. I'll make the reservation now.
Question 49. Why can't the man and woman make a reservation on Monday? Listening 2.
Before you leave on your week-long trip with your friends, is there anything I should know?
Thanks for reminding me. You know the days for garbage collection, don't you?
Days? You mean there's more than one day? I thought Monday was garbage day.
No, dear. Monday is the day for burnable garbage. Wednesday is for recyclable plastics, and Thursday is for other recyclables, like glass containers and aluminum cans. Friday is also for burnable garbage.
Wow, I didn't know there was so much to know about throwing out the garbage.
You'd better obey the rules. This year we're responsible for garbage duty in the neighborhood.
Question 50. What is the day for throwing away glass bottles? Listening 3.
Why is it so hot in here? Have you got the heater on?
Of course not. Why don't you open a window if you're so hot?
No, the mosquitoes will just come in, just like when we opened the back door a little bit the other night.
Well then, you'll have to use the fan since the air conditioner isn't working.
Okay, I'll try that.
Question 51. What will a man do to cool down the room? Listening 4.
George, I'm about to go shopping today for school supplies. Have you got everything you need for classes starting tomorrow?
Yeah. Dad bought some new notebooks yesterday, so I think I'm ready.
What about pencils? And don't you need some more pens? You're always losing them.
Yeah, you're right. Can you get me a box of 10? Don't worry about pencils or erasers. I still have plenty left from last year.
Okay, I'll be back soon.
Question 52. What does the boy ask his mother to buy for him? Listening 5.
I want to go on a one-day ski trip. Where would you recommend?
Well, South Mountain Resort's the cheapest. It's only 4,800 yen to get there and back.
I like the price, but I hear that the bus to the resort leaves about 4 a.m. That's a bit too early for me. I've heard good things about White Peak. It's only 1,000 yen more expensive than South Mountain Resort, and it's nearer. The bus doesn't leave until 6 a.m.
I've been there once. The snow's not bad. The food's great, too.
I always take my own food. I'm not keen on the ramen and curry rice they always serve at ski resorts.
There's no hot spring, though.
No hot spring? Then White Peak is out. I need to take a hot bath after I ski.
Well, there's always Snowland. It's not too far away, but the snow's not as good as the other two. It's also 7,800 yen, which sounds a little expensive, but it does include a day pass for the ski lift. They have a very small hot spring, too, if that's essential for you.
It is. So, Snowland it is, then.
Question 53. What is most important for the woman when she is choosing a ski resort? Listening 6.
Thank you for coming in today, Mr. Lambert. We were very impressed with your resume.
Thank you. I'm really happy you called me in for an interview.
Well, let's get started. Can you tell me about your current position?
Well, I'm focused mainly on sales, so I travel a lot, both in Europe and Asia. I've visited China, Korea, and Japan so far this year.
And I see here that you speak Korean. We don't have a Korean speaker on the team at the moment, so that's to your advantage. Our business in Korea is small but growing.
You know, it's funny. Originally, I had planned to study French, but I changed my mind after spending a year in Seoul as an exchange student. I enjoyed studying Korean so much, I continued studying when I came back.
Great. I studied Japanese myself for a while, actually. I enjoyed speaking, but writing was a challenge.
That's true. I thought about studying Japanese, too, but I've started to learn Chinese instead. I thought it might be more useful.
Question 54. Which languages has the man studied? Listening 7.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Dickinson's Department Store. We have a number of special events in store this afternoon. Firstly, the Italian fair will continue until this evening. Please visit the 7th floor now for your last chance to pick up delicious sauces, pasta, olive oil, and other Italian produce. Meanwhile, Carlos Keen is offering free makeup advice. Sign up for a 20-minute makeover in the makeup department on the 2nd floor. The art gallery on our 12th floor opened a new exhibition last week displaying some of the finest work of photographer Jane Shallow. If you hold a Dickinson store card, entrance is free. Finally, the menswear department on the 10th floor is in the last few days of its winter clothes sale. There are still some great bargains to be had. Thank you for shopping at Dickinson's Department Store. We hope you enjoy your visit.
Question 55. Where is the makeup department? Listening 8.
Did you get any tickets for the baseball game on Friday night?
No, everything was sold out.
How about Saturday's game? I can go there after band practice.
I can't go on Saturday. I haven't seen my grandparents for a long time, so I'm planning to have dinner with them that day.
Why don't we try to go to a game next week? I can go any day except Tuesday because I have a concert that night.
Okay, let's look for tickets for next week.
Question 56. Why can't they go to the game on Saturday? Listening 9.
Could you give me some travel information? I want to take the bus to the Flower Center tomorrow morning.
Certainly. Where will you be leaving from?
From outside Market Street Station.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's no direct bus route from there. But you can take the number 3 bus to Bellhouse Square and then change to the subway. It's not far.
I'm afraid I don't know my way around the town. Which subway line is that?
It's the Purple Line. You get off at Ringthorpe Central, and the Flower Center is across the road.
Question 57. Where should the man get off the bus? Listening 10.
Attention all passengers waiting for ferries bound for Osaka. We are very sorry, but due to high winds caused by the recent typhoon, we've had to suspend all ferry services until later this evening. The next ferry for Osaka will leave Tokushima at 7:20 and travel to Kansai Airport, where it will make a 10-minute stop before leaving for Osaka at 8:40. The ferry is expected to arrive at Osaka Port at 9:25. We apologize for any inconvenience caused.
Question 58. What time is the ferry scheduled to leave Kansai Airport?
パート B。 リスニング11では英語を聞いて印刷された質問に対する最も適切な答えを選んでください。例題はありません。
Listening 11.
Hello, listeners. My guest today is 17-year-old Alan Partridge, who's just finished a month working with us as a junior reporter on this radio station. So, Alan, could you tell our listeners why you decided to start working here?
Well, the head of the radio station created a project to encourage teenagers to have a go at being reporters. And I was one of the students who had an interest in seeing how a radio station works. But trying to get a job wasn't really my reason for coming here. The project was about us recording other teens talking about what was happening in their lives. The idea was to focus on ordinary teenagers and not local celebrities, like radio usually does. It was about helping us teenagers and the listeners understand that we have interesting stories to tell.
So, how did you prepare for your role as a reporter?
Well, we had a bit of training before we began. We had to familiarize ourselves with the equipment. But I'm pretty good with technical stuff, so that wasn't too much of a challenge. The strangest thing for me was having to practice being natural and relaxed when interviewing. I'd never realized how hard that can be. We were told to be ourselves and not write anything down, but I really needed to make notes and write down questions before the interview.
How did you feel about reporting from your school?
Well, I knew that I'd be the center of attention, at least for a few days. But since I'm not shy, that wasn't something that bothered me. I worried my teachers wouldn't appreciate what I was doing, but they actually did, even though the radio reports weren't part of my schoolwork. And there was plenty of things going on at school, so I knew there'd be no shortage of stuff to talk about.
So, what happened when you did your first interviews with people at school?
As soon as I got my recorder out, even my most talkative friends tended to become self-conscious. So I used a trick I was taught in training, and that was to begin recording a few minutes before the start of the interview, just to put people at ease. In the end, most people became quite talkative and revealed much more about their lives than I'd expected. There wasn't always time to explain things before the interviews, so a lot of students weren't ready and we'd have to record the interview again. It took time, but it was worth it.
What happened after you'd recorded something? Was it edited or changed in any way?
Every interview you record has to be carefully edited before being broadcast. Luckily, I got the chance to work on this with the producers at the station, so I had a lot of input on any changes that were made. In fact, my classmates I talked to at school were happy to know that anything silly or embarrassing they said would be cut and not broadcast. Unfortunately, that was sometimes some of the best stuff. It was a pity, but in the end, I was pleased with the final recordings.
So, overall, did you enjoy being a reporter? And has it changed your attitude to radio at all?
For most of my friends, the radio is just for listening to music. But my experience has taught me that documentary reporting is what radio is all about. Listening to a radio reporter is like someone is next to you, talking to you directly. At least I hope that's how listeners will feel when they hear me. I've learned that because there are no pictures, you have to choose your words very carefully. Good radio reporters have to be creative when expressing themselves in order to create a certain mood. That's not to say there's no place for music during a program, though.
Well, we certainly thank you, Alan, for all of your hard work here at the station. We've enjoyed listening to your interviews.
パート C。リスニング12からリスニング13では、英語を聞いてそれに対して印刷された各文の内容が正しければ A、True を、正しくなければ B、False を選んでください。例題はありません。それぞれのリスニング問題について英語の指示文が流れます。その20秒後にリスニング問題が始まりますので、印刷されている問題に目を通しておいてください。
Listening 12. You will hear a man called David talking to a woman called Toshiko about traveling to Izu Peninsula. Look at the 5 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.
I'd like to go to Izu Peninsula this weekend, if possible.
Why?
I need to go to the JA Garden Shop there to look for branches and flowers for my next Ikebana exhibition.
Oh? When is it?
Not for another 4 weeks, but I need at least 2 weeks to plan what I can do with the materials. It's going to be a big arrangement, about 2 meters wide and 2 meters tall.
Wow, that is big. This weekend I'll be busy with work-related things, but next week should be fine.We can leave Thursday evening and come back on Sunday. That would leave me plenty of time to enjoy the hot springs.
I don't want to go on Thursday. It takes 5 hours to get there, and I don't like you driving at night. Let's leave early Friday morning. That should still give you enough time in the hot springs.
Okay, that sounds good.
Listening 13. You will hear a radio news report about weather conditions on the River Mersey in Liverpool. Look at the 6 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.
Finally, on today's Midday News on Radio Merseyside, we have a travel update for all of you commuters out there hoping to cross the River Mersey on Mersey ferries this afternoon and later this evening. The company has told us that all ferry services have been cancelled because of the very strong winds and heavy rain affecting the area. These are expected to last until midnight. Liverpool Bay Cruise Company has also told us that the cruises at 2 and at 4 p.m. have been cancelled,as has their evening river cruise, which was set to depart at 6 p.m. If you bought a ticket for any of these cruises, contact Liverpool Bay Cruise Company, who will give you a cash refund. If you need to travel across the river any time this afternoon, you are better off going by bus or train instead. Services will continue to run, but with some delays. Looking ahead to tomorrow, Mersey Ferries tells us that their ferries will depart at their usual time, starting at 5 a.m.You should check for updates on their website in case there are any changes to the schedule. Tune into our news program at 6 this evening for more information on the weather.
This is the end of the listening test.